Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is January the 31st, the last day of January in 2014, and this is Macedonian Call around the globe. So glad to be with you tonight and just rejoicing in the Lord. And this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. If you want to be a part of this broadcast, we're going to have Rachel tell you the phone number.
347-989-8862.
You heard her right. She said 347-989-8862. So call in and be part of us. And today's subject we've chose I'll live again is the subject. And that's for sure. Every one of us is going to live again. And the question is where are you going to live again? And you have a choice that you can choose where you can spend eternity. So we're going to have Rachel come in, and she's going to give us her Bible scripture here in just a moment. If you want to reach us by email, it is heisrisen38@aol.com. Again, heisrisen38@aol.com. And here's Rachel.
Ephesians 2, chapter 8 through 10. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, and not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them.
Praise the Lord. And she's telling you the truth there. So if you want to be a part of this, we encourage you to call in. If you have a testimony that you want to give, or if you have a prayer request, or if you're a preacher and you want to preach on here with us, we invite you to come on in. And we use the King James Version Bible only. To us, that is the only Bible. I like to stress that. These other so-called Bibles are to us just commentaries, or with some we don't even look into at all. But we just want to encourage you to call in, be a part of this. We thank you so much for listening. And we're going to come to you right now with another song. And we hope you enjoy this.
Ah!
God, you know that you've gotten saved when you feel that change takes place, when you give your life over to Jesus and you've repented of your sins and you feel that change take place. I always say that Jesus changed my want to. I used to want to go and do this and do that and be with the world and do the things of the world, but my want to has changed since I've been saved. He has written my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I said the other night, I heard somebody say, in so much wisdom in this, my name is as high and above, as far as it can get. It'll never go to Hollywood. I don't want it to be there. It'll never be in the limelight, lame lights or lamb lights, whatever they call that. But it is as high and above as it's ever going to get, and that's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And that's where I want it to stay, and only I can keep it there. Nobody can pluck me out of the hand of God. Nobody can take me out but myself. My sin, if I was to sin, would take my name out. And there is a grace period. We don't know how much grace there is before someone is considered completely backslid, but I do not want to take that chance. And you shouldn't either. So tonight's subject is going to be on I'll live again. So you're going to live again somewhere. After this old flesh returns back to the dust, back to the grave, and one of these days there's going to be resurrections. There's two of them. And we'll get into that here, I'm sure, here just shortly. But I want to be a part of that first resurrection. Praise God. I want to be, when that last trump sound, I want my body to be quickened. He said he'd quicken our mortal body, and it'd come up out of that grave. Praise God. And if we're alive and remain as when he comes back and that last trump sounds, praise the Lord, you'll be changed in a moment of a twinkling of an eye. And you talking about a mansion, praise God. I know they sing about a literal mansion, and that may be so, and praise God if it be. But I tell you what, if this is an old house that's corruptible, that I'm living in now, this old body that may die someday. But what a great mansion that glorified, that supernatural, that body's going to be, that mansion where there's not going to be no more pain, no sorrow, no more tears, praise the Lord, no more death, no more partying over there, praise God. We used to sing a song, I want to see him, look upon his face. There to sing forever of his saving grace. Praise God. Another one, when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, a glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. And when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, oh, what a day, glorious day that will be. I can just imagine that river of life, praise God, and seeing the tree of life, which is Jesus. It said that the tree was on either side of the river. He was on this side when he walked the earth, Jesus was, and then he's right now on the throne on the right hand of the Father. So the tree of life is on either side of the river, and that's Jesus. Praise God. We got a lot of prayer requests turned in tonight. We got Sister Gladys Dittmer. She says she has a testimony. She says, woohoo. She says, baby Sarah has no heart murmur. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's a prayer answered. Pray for John Loveless, Wanda, and the Stamper and Dolan family. They lost a family member. Pray for Gloria as her grandmother passed away, and she also has an unspoken request. Sister Danielle Rogers, she says, my dad for further testing, me for more hours or a better job, and also pray for a girl named Leona. Also, Bessie Harrison says, please pray for her niece. She has H1N1. She's only 9 months old. And she says, thank you. Pam Blevin says, please pray for her brother-in-law. His name is Russ. They think he has MS or ALS. He goes to the specialist on Tuesday, so keep him in prayer. Sister Bonnie Burke also says, please remember her husband. He had radiation treatments this week. He's sick to his stomach. Pray it kills all signs of cancer. Also for souls. Also pray for all her family needs to be saved. She also wants strength to go through the things that only God knows. Also a special unspoken request. So we've got many prayer requests, and we also thank God for that. Their praise report with Sister Gladys, her granddaughter Sarah has no heart murmur. Also, Brother Tim Hall, he has a praise report I saw earlier this week. We have been turning in prayer for little Logan, his grandson, and says that little Logan is going to grow out of this. I guess there's a blood clot on his brain and a spot on his lung, but says that the baby will grow out of this, so he's going to be fine. So what a great praise report. That worries you when the babies, when they give a bad report on these babies like that. And we've heard of so many babies here lately having brain cancers, and even we know one that passed away of a brain tumor on the brain stem. Remember that family. It's family members of mine, and that's the Readers. And I just remember them, and they're still grieving. That's a terrible loss. But as a praise report, in turn, God gave them, after little William passed away, gave them a new baby boy, and his name is Johnny. So we thank the Lord for a good, healthy baby on that part. Praise the Lord. And one day we'll see William walk in the streets of gold. Praise God. We'll get to meet him again up yonder. And tonight's subject, like I said, it's on I'll Live Again. And if you want to be part of this broadcast, it is 347-989-8862. Praise God. We've got callers coming in here. For some reason, the computer's not letting me turn on the mic. So, praise God. Hun, do you want to say anything?
Oh, glad to be with you again tonight. I think this is a good subject on I'll Live Again. And I tell you, a lot of people wonder, you know, about what's going on in life. But if you're a Christian and you read your Bible, you should know that it's appointed unto man wants to die, but after this, the judgment. So we know that God is a just God, and he's the judge of the whole earth. And we know that because of man's sin, that the world has plunged into darkness because the sin of Adam led us in to darkness and brought us into that place where we had to come back to God. The Bible says we must be born again. And Jesus told Nicodemus there in chapter 3 of John that you must be born again, and except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You know, Rachel read that scripture to you here tonight. I want to read it also to you. It says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. And when the Bible talks about being saved, it's talking about a person having eternal life. It's talking about a person being born again is a term used. When Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, he said, you must be born again. And, you know, Nicodemus thought that he was talking about could he go back and be natural, born again. He was confused about what Jesus had said to him. But Jesus tried to explain to him that a man must be born again because of the fall of Adam. We must have eternal life through Jesus Christ. And he's the only way to have eternal life that there is. I want to talk to you also in John chapter 10. The Bible calls Jesus the Good Shepherd. And it says that the Good Shepherd gave his life for the sheep. And we are his sheep if we follow him. But if we don't follow him, then we cannot be his sheep. And it tells us there in John chapter 10, it tells us that in John 10:10, it says here that he said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Now, I didn't read the first part of that scripture, but it says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Well, that's what he did in the garden. He came to kill and to steal, and that's what he did. He stole from Adam and Eve and the human race. He stole the life eternal that they had. And because sin entered into the world, the Bible said, and death by sin, because that death had passed upon all men through the sin of Adam. So it is appointed unto man once to die. He cannot get around that, but he must face the judgment. He must go before God, and he must be judged for what he has done in this body. And the scripture teaches us tonight that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In Romans chapter 3, I believe it is, it says that all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. And you see, Jesus told Nicodemus, you cannot see the kingdom of God unless you are born again. So unless we are saved, and these is different terms, saved and born again and eternal life and everlasting life, but you see, all these things mean the same thing. And that's why a lot of people are confused. They say, what's being born again? Well, being born again is being saved. And we are saved by grace through faith. And it's a gift of God that God has given us, that gift that we can be saved. And here in John chapter 10, he gave his reason or his purpose for coming into this world. And he said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Well, this abundant life he's talking about here is not just that we'll have a happy time down here or, you know, that our life will be better. And but it does get better when you get Christ on your side because you got somebody you can call on. And he's a present help in the time of trouble, and he's a refuge in the time of storm. And he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He's made us that promise. But he's saying that you might have it more abundantly. He's talking about everlasting life. He's talking about the life that they lost in the garden because the thief had come. The thief came there to Eve and told her that if she ate of that tree, you know, she could eat of that tree and she would not surely die. But the thing about it was, God had already told them that they could eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree that was in the midst of the garden, the one tree that he pointed out to them, they could not eat of. And they broke that law. They sinned against God. And she gave to her husband, and he took also and ate. And from that time forth, sin has passed upon the human race. And I'll turn it back over to Joanna here. I'll probably talk some more later on this.
Praise God. We've got the mic turned on here. 770, come in. Tell us who you are, where you're located.
Praise the Lord, Brother and Sister Green. This is Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise God, Pastor John. Glad to have you. Glad you called in there. And 661, come in. Tell us who you are, where you're located.
Hi, Sister Joanne. This is Sister Gladys in Moorhead, Kentucky.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 937, come in, tell us who you are, where you're located. Come in, tell us who you are and where you're located.
Sorry, this is Josh McGuire from Middletown, Ohio.
Praise God. Hallelujah, brother. Okay, what we'll do is we'll go here and turn and hang in there, Brother Josh, and sure glad to have you here. This is Blog Talk Radio. It's an internet service that we go all over the world preaching and ministering the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we have several countries that we're in, and just keeps adding every week. So last we looked, there was over 50,000 listeners, so get you some scriptures if you like, and our testimony, or whatever you might have there, Brother Josh, but good to have you call in tonight. Pastor John, you go right ahead, brother, and obey God.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate the subject tonight is living again, and the whole thing, the whole foundation, the Lord Jesus Christ coming, even as Brother Green had already brought out, that this was a good shepherd who had laid down his life, and amen, that he might pick it back up again. You know, tonight, as the Apostle Paul was writing to the church at Galatia, he declared in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, he said, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You know, the Bible teaches in John chapter 15, greater love hath no man than this, than to lay down his life for a friend. The Apostle Paul was crucified, and we all as believers are crucified with Christ, yet as believers, amen, we live. But it's not us that lives anymore, but it's Christ is the anointed one that lives within us. You know, the anointing destroys the yoke, amen. In Isaiah 10:27, we find, amen, that when the anointing is upon us, you know, the Bible teaches this in 1 John, amen, that is the anointing that teaches you, and need not that man teach you, but it is no lie and is proof. Tonight we have the abiding anointing, the Christ, the Messiah, living down on the inside of us as believers by faith. And he said that the life that I now live, his life is, amen, 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 as Brother Green brought out, Nicodemus, amen, being born again, that as crucified, he now lived a new life. As he was lifted up, amen, and died with Christ, he would now live with Christ in him, amen, by the faith of the Son of God, who was Christ, and who loved me and gave himself for me. You know, the Bible teaches us in John chapter 11, that there was a certain man who was sick, whose name was Lazarus, amen, in Bethany, which was the town of the first ripe, or fig, amen, in a time where the Lord Jesus Christ went, amen, to the fig tree and found, amen, and he hungered, the Bible says, and when he went to the fig tree, amen, amen, there was no fig, but leaves only. Amen, and amen at the time, amen, that we need to know tonight that the Bible says that herein is the Father glorified, that we bear much fruit. Amen, the Bible teaches this in Galatians chapter 2, verse 22 and 23. It talks about the fruits of the Spirit, that we must bear much fruit, and amen, and this is the fruits of the Spirit, that, amen, that we God is glorified through us, amen, because as we are crucified with Christ, then we bear forth the fruits of the Spirit, amen. This is a good tree that lives down on the inside of us. This is the tree of life, in fact, amen. He said to them to overcome, give I the power, amen, to eat of the fruit. Tree of life, which is in the midst of paradise. So tonight we find, amen, that this certain man who was sick, amen, was the brother of Mary and Martha, amen. It was that Mary, the Bible says, that had anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. We find that, amen, there in verse 3 and 4, talks about that his sisters, therefore his sisters sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. Amen. Hallelujah. We know that he loved us, amen, because the Bible teaches us that he was a good shepherd. He teaches us in Galatians, amen, that the Son of God who loved, amen, laid down his life. We find, amen, by the book of John, another the book there in 15, amen, that he laid down his life for a friend. He even called Lazarus, he even called Judas Iscariot, who he had chosen, amen, a devil. He called him friend. He said, who came me out, friend? And so we find, amen, that Jesus Christ laid down his life for all. And so, amen, we find that as they had sent to him, Lord, come unto him, he's sick. And then Jesus' answer was, when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified thereby. This sickness had a very much purpose. This purpose, amen, was that for the glory of God. This purpose was that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, would be glorified thereby. You have to understand, amen, when we, amen, as the Apostle Paul said in the book of Corinthians, he said that, that Jesus spoke to him, amen, and told him, amen, even as the resurrected Christ said, my grace is sufficient. Amen. The Bible says, amen, that there was a thorn in his flesh. The messenger of Satan, amen, was sent to buffet him. Amen. Amen. And so as he came, amen, he said, amen, he said, it's expedient. Amen. He said, no doubt that I would have visions and revelations. Amen. Here was a man, amen, that had been under the third heaven. Amen. When he was stoned there, amen. Hallelujah. He said, you know, the body or out of the body, he said, I do not know. He said, for 14 days, amen, that as he come back and forth and came before the Lord, amen, and had visions and revelations, but he didn't recount because he had visions and revelations. He said, he talked about, amen, that as he saw three times, the Bible says, amen, to have the thorn of the flesh removed, amen. There was given to him that thorn of the flesh because of the abundance of revelations, amen, in his life, unless he be exalted above measure, amen. This thorn of the flesh was brought, given to him to bring him back down, to remind him that who he was, amen, to remind him that he was flesh, but that he would live again. But as we find here that Jesus declared that this sickness not unto death. Now, the Bible teaches us in verse 5 that Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. And when he heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. In other words, even as he heard that he was sick, Jesus didn't move. Amen. And you know what? Sometimes in our lives we don't understand when we come to Jesus and give him, amen, we give him our petition, and amen, sometimes seemingly, amen, amen, that seemingly Christ is not moving. But I dare tell you, amen, that God had a plan. God had that Lazarus, amen, would be awakened. You know, the Bible teaches us, he said, then after that, he saith unto the disciples, Lazarus, let's go into Judea again. And the Bible says, his disciples saying to him in verse 8, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? In other words, they sought to destroy you. You know, that's what the thief comes. He says, Brother Green brought up, the thief has come to kill, steal, and destroy. Not only did he kill and steal Lazarus, but every one of you underneath this sound of my voice is he's a killer. Amen, from the very beginning. Amen, as he come, and he was the deceiver in the garden, and through, amen, even Cain and Abel, and through these other things there. amen, and the first murderer, amen, hallelujah. You know, the Bible says, even as I was reminded, as Brother Green was bringing it out, he said, that in the day that thou shalt eat thereof, thou shalt surely not die. You know, the Bible teaches in John chapter 8, I believe it's verse 44, that he is a liar and the father of it. He fathered that lie that death would not come if you ate of the tree or disobedient to the word. You need to know tonight that the liar is still speaking. Amen. But I'm glad tonight. Amen. When the world says you're sick, when the world says you're dying, when the world says even it come to the death, to those that have even died, we serve a God tonight that we can live again. Hallelujah. We serve a God tonight that brings life and that more abundant. We serve a God that we can live again. And the Bible says, hallelujah, as it went there, and even though the Jews were there ready to stone him, Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbles not because he seeth the light of this world. Amen. In other words, we must walk while we're alive. We must walk while it's day. We must walk while the sun is up. We must walk while we are alive and well, because there are 12 hours in the day. Amen. Hallelujah. Their day was from 6 in the morning till 6 in the evening. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that we must, if we walk in the night, we'll stumble. We walk in darkness. If we walk in death tonight, church, we stumble. But we have the light. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. The Bible says in Psalms 119, 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. You need to know tonight that we are the children of light. If we follow him, resurrected, we are begotten again into a lively hope. Amen. He lights our candle. Amen. No man that lights a candle and put an earthy bush. Amen. Hallelujah. But as a city set upon a hill. When Jesus Christ, the Bible says, in him was the light. John chapter 1, verse 4. In him was the light, and the light was the life of men. Christ lights our candle. The Bible says in Numbers, amen, when Moses, they had sinned against Moses and God. They had spoke against him. Oh, hallelujah. And when we find, amen, that he was instructed, amen, fiery serpents came in and bit them, and he made a serpent out of brass, which is Nebuchadnezzar, really means, amen, out of a derivative, it was copper, amen, and all this, and brass, amen, and it come, and whoever looked upon that was bitten, amen, looked upon this brass serpent or brazen serpent that was called Nebuchadnezzar in the wilderness, whoever looked upon it lived. And you have to understand, Jesus said, amen, that the Son of Man, in other words, when he said, if I, the Son of Man be lifted up, amen, they said, well, Christ abides forever. That's true. The anointing abides forever. But the Son of Man, his humanity was hung on the cross. His flesh was crucified on the cross. He said, I am crucified with Christ, yet I live. I am crucified in the flesh of Christ, but I live through the flesh that was given to me, because as all of us, because that's communion, we discern the Lord's body. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, except a man, he said, this is the cup, drink, this is my blood of the New Testament. And in other words, amen, the blood of Jesus Christ, without the shedding of blood, the Bible says in Hebrews 9:22, there is no remission of sins. But as Christ hung, amen, and was lifted up on the cross, amen. The Bible teaches in Numbers that the serpent was put on a pole. Well, amen, amen. If Christ was the light, then that was the original light pole that would give us life throughout all the world. Amen. As you looked upon Christ, you looked upon the humanity that was crucified. Amen. You would also, if you died with Christ or were crucified with Christ, the Bible said, it is sown in incorruption. It is raised in incorruption in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. In other words, we must go the way of the cross. Amen. Because as we go the way of the cross, that we die daily, that we lay down our life, that we may also pick it up. Because the Father, the Heavenly Father, the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost will quicken this mortal body, resurrect it, and bring it back to life. That's what he was talking about here. Amen. Because the Bible says in James chapter 1, amen, that every good and perfect gift given down from the Father of lights, which is no variableness or shadow of turning, amen. And then it says in John chapter 11, verse 11, these things said he, And after that he said to them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, amen, but I go that I may awaken him out of sleep. You know, the Bible teaches us in John chapter 5 that there would be a day that even in the grave, amen, and now is the hour, amen, that they will hear the voice of the Lord and they'll come up out of their graves. Amen. Tonight, if you hear the voice of Jesus Christ, even if you're in places of death, even in the grave itself, even in sleep and death, because tonight the Bible says, amen, there's a coming, and the Bible says, I believe it's in 1 Thessalonians 4 and 13 and 14, he said, those that are asleep in Christ, amen, amen, shall not prevent. In other words, they'll go before us. You need to know tonight that all believers are asleep in Christ. Amen. And though there's only one can awaken him, all believers are just sleeping, and there's an awakening, and that awakening is a voice, and that voice is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He says, my sheep, all those that are believers tonight are the sheep of the good shepherd that laid down his life. You need to know, amen, he said, hallelujah, I have another sheep that are in another flock. In other words, as he come, and he was talking about the Gentiles, as he was a good shepherd of the Jews and Gentiles, he's a shepherd over one flock, and he said, I'll set one shepherd. This is a shepherd that will be over everyone and of his flock. They will all be his sheep and hear his voice, and every one of his sheep, amen. There's an awakening, church, tonight. There's an awakening, amen, out of sleep. He that keepeth Israel neither sleeps nor slumbers, but there's a spiritual awakening. There's a reviving, amen, even as God the Father awoken the Lord Jesus Christ on that third day. He's awakening with you tonight as you hear the word of God and the voice of God, amen. He said, go awaken him. No one could awaken Lazarus. There was an awakening, and that awakening would bring the glory of God and glorify the Son of Man. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. You know, we get to a place, well, if he's just resting, hallelujah, he does well. Howbeit Jesus, verse 13, spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest in sleep. In other words, he was in resting in God. There was a rest wherein the weary is to rest, but he was asleep. Amen. That sickness, amen, but he come from life unto death. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. In other words, Jesus was saying, I'm glad that I'm not there to the intent that you believe. Tonight it's not about, amen, the intent. It's not as we believe, amen, hallelujah, to the intent, amen, because the Bible says in Isaiah 55, his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. In other words, he was glad that they thought that, you know what, because they thought it was all lost. Here his sister said, his sickness unto death. Here they didn't understand, amen, Jesus just did not come, because the Jews believed that no one after 3 days could be ever resurrected from the dead. But here it was the fourth day. Church, I serve a God tonight that is never too late. I serve a God, the Ancient of Days, who is right on time. The Bible says in Acts chapter 1, verse 7, that, amen, those that ask him, he said, will you restore to the kingdom at this time? Amen. And Jesus said, it's not until you to know the times or the season reserved unto the Father. Tonight, no man knows the hour or the time when Jesus is returning. But for us believers, he's already here. He already lives on the inside of us. I'm not looking for him. He's already here. But you know what? There is an awakening day. Amen. I have loved ones, amen, that are asleep in Jesus. My mother and my dad and my stepdad are asleep in him. But I know, amen, that there's an awakening to be absent from the body, to be present from the Lord. Amen. If he comes, and while I'm still alive and remaining, so shall I go to be with them that hear. But amen, tonight there's homecoming. There's a gathering. There's a homecoming like never been. Amen, because every everyone that is either alive in him or asleep in him shall be together. That's what I'm looking for tonight. And church, tonight I'm looking for you to come. I'm looking for you to be a part of that fold. I'm looking for you to be, whether you're dead in your grave or asleep, amen, and dead in your sin, because the Bible says to everyone that looked upon that serpent, amen, that were bitten. Tonight, if you've been bitten by sin, even bitten by sin, where's the sting of sin? Oh, there was the sting of the fiery serpents there in the book of Numbers. But there's the sting of sin tonight that's greater than the sting of that serpent that was in the wilderness. But I serve a God tonight that was lifted up on the cross. And when you look to him, when you look to the Son of Man who hung on the cross tonight, if you look to him, he'll take away the sting of death and you'll live and not die. If you behold the face of Jesus tonight, the Bible says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will heal their land. And the Bible says there in verse 16 of John chapter 11, then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, which means twin, unto his fellow disciples, let us also go that we may die with him. Oh, he had a love for Christ at that moment. He said, well, let's go and die with him. Church, tonight it's not about dying with Lazarus. Oh, but it's about living with him. They weren't going there to die with him. They were going there for an awakening. Church, tonight you're not listening, amen. Some of you say, well, you know, it's just like the leopards, amen. Amen. They came to a place, amen. There was a famine in the land, amen. They were surrounded. And there are those of you underneath the sound of my voice that have been surrounded by your enemy. You've been taken away, and your food supply has been taken away. But you know what? The prophet prophesied. Oh, tomorrow about this time, for those of you that think you are ready, amen, just like the four lepers, amen, amen, there was a calf's dung and everything. They were selling everything in the city. All the supplies have been cut off. But you need to know tonight, my Bible says, amen, in Philippians 4:19, that my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And when you're at your last hour and the last when you're like the widow of Zarephath, going out there and gathering the last two sticks, you're getting ready to die. Oh, amen. God will send the prophet Elijah unto you. Amen. Amen. And shall stay your oil cruise. Amen. Until it rains again. And around about your heel shall be showers of blessing. That's what he told the widow Zarephath. You need to know tonight, amen, the Bible says a prophet is not without honor among his own kin, and in his own house, and in his own country. He began to speak to them, amen. And at that time, amen, amen, there was many lepers in Israel. But, amen, the prophet, amen, Naaman, who came from Syria, came, amen, and got his blessing when he dipped his, amen, and was obedient to the God. Naaman was dying, amen, of this sickness, of this disease. There are some of you prophetically, I'm speaking to you, those of you that are spiritually dying with your leprosy, but tonight there's a dipping place tonight, a dipping place in the water of life, a dipping place, and if you'll dip yourself seven times, according to the word of the prophet, ye shall be made whole. When you come, Naaman come there, he brought great things. The prophet didn't want his clothes. The prophet didn't want his garments. Amen. The prophet didn't do anything but give him the word of the shepherd. Give him the words of life. Amen. Gehazi went to the door. He didn't even come to the door. He just gave him the word. Tonight, church, amen. Some of you will go. You might think, well, I've got to go to speak to this one. I've got to go to speak to that one. But you know what? When you receive the word of the Lord, Naaman was wroth when he would not even come to the door. But amen, there was wise men with him. He says, Lord, if he'd asked you to do some great thing, wouldn't you not have done it? Amen. Amen. What have you got to lose? So six times in church, some of you have come up short. Amen. We spoke a few weeks ago. Be not weary in well-doing, for thou shalt reap that thou faint not in due season. That's what it says in Galatians chapter 6. Amen. If Naaman had only dipped himself six times, he would have never been healed. Oh, churches, time to go into perfection. It's the seventh time. And when he came back up the seventh time, he was made whole. Oh, church, you got to go all the way with Jesus. No man look, putting his hand to the plow, looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Here was the woman of Zarephath. There were many widows there, amen, at that time. But Elijah was sent only to one. Amen, to sustain her because, amen, she had gave her first. She was gathering her last hoe cake. She said, I'm getting gathering, and I'm getting ready to die. Oh, she wasn't getting ready to die. She was getting ready to live. Whosoever received a prophet's reward, she come and took her last and became just like the widow woman who gave of her living. She gave more than they all when he come. He said, make me a cake first. And when she made a cake, oh, the Bible says in Matthew 25, verse 41, I believe it is, whatsoever you do unto the least of these, you've done unto me. That was likened unto Christ being there. And when she gave unto him, her all stayed. She, her son, lived. Amen. And tonight, if you'll hearken to the word of God, you might be sick unto death. You might even be sleeping. You might even be into death. But amen. There's a resurrecting power. And I'm not talking about something, amen, in the days to come. I'm talking about a present-day resurrecting power that will raise you out of your place of death, raise you out of your place of sickness, raise you out of your circumstances. Even if you've been bitten by sin, amen, the serpent of sin, God, when you look upon Jesus Christ, who is lifted up on the cross, you shall live and not die. And the Bible says, amen, hallelujah, that when Jesus came and found that he was laying in the grave 4 days already, he was already in the grave. He had already been dead. They had done, put him in the tomb. Now, he was nigh to Jerusalem. He was nigh. You need to know tonight your salvation is nearer than you believe. Your rescue is nearer than you believe. The Bible says in verse 19, many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Oh, hallelujah. But they weren't like those comforters that came to Job, miserable comforters. Oh, I left you over there when I told you about the enemy. And it was the four lepers, amen, they came. They said, why sit we here till they die? They were unclean. They couldn't come into the city. But you know what? Hallelujah. They said, why sit we here till they die? So they went, amen, to the Syrian camp. But hallelujah. Do you know what? God opened up the windows of heaven, the Bible says, and he made a noise. Oh, hallelujah. There's a shaking. There was an awakening. But this awakening, you know what it did? Caused the Syrians to leave their camp behind. Caused the Syrians to leave their spoils behind. The lepers went in there. Oh, they were ready to die. But you know what? They didn't die. They lived. In fact, the one that doubted, oh, church, tonight you don't have room for doubt. We don't have room tonight for doubters and powders. We only got room for shouters tonight. Hallelujah. Because I'm going to tell you what. The one man believed, didn't believe the prophet of the Lord. He said, within about this time tomorrow, it's all going to change around. But he doubted. You know what he said? The prophet told him. He said, you'll see it, but you'll not be a part of it. And he laid on the king's hands. And about that time, amen, the lepers came back and had the spoils of the Syrian army. Amen, that they left behind because they heard a noise from heaven. Hallelujah. Oh, church, have you heard the noise from heaven? Have you heard the awakening? You got to remember, these weren't the children of God. They didn't recognize the voice of God. They didn't recognize the shout. They didn't recognize the thunder. You don't recognize the storm. You don't recognize the lightning. He said in Psalm 148, stormy wind, snow, and vapor, fulfilling God's word. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. And tonight, amen, as we come, the Bible says Martha came out to him. She went out to meet him. Amen. And he even asked her there in verse 21, he said unto Martha, Martha said unto him, Lord, if you'd been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give to thee. Now, she said that. Lord, I know what, even now, whatever you ask of the Father. Oh, he's our intercessor tonight, church, ever interceding for us. Jesus said to her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. She had a knowledge. She had a faith that he would raise up. She had a faith. But you know what? That wasn't what Jesus was talking about. Oh, how many of you know he is the last? He is the first. He is the last day. He is the first day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. He had a promise of living again. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Now, right there, Jesus, Lazarus wasn't dead. He believed in Jesus. He was just asleep. Oh, hallelujah. But to the way they believed it, he was dead. You have to understand, the woman, Jairus' daughter, all those knew that she was dead. They mocked him to school. To them, and truly she was dead. But to him, to Jesus, she was just asleep. He said that maid sleepeth. He cast out all the scorners. He cast out all the doubters. He only took in those that went with him and the mother and the father. He said, maid, arise. Oh, hallelujah. And when she rose up, he said, give her meat. Oh, tonight, church, God's ready to give you meat. God's getting ready to give you something that will sustain you. And hallelujah. And she, in verse 27, he saith unto them, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when he had so said, she went away and called Mary, her sister, secretly. I'm going to bring that because I know I don't want to take up too much time. I'm taking up too much time. But the Bible says, but Jesus is not yet coming into town. So here comes her sister. She went out to meet him. Hallelujah. There were many mourners around going up there. She rose up hastily. And she went to the grave. And going back there, amen, she fell down at his feet. Hallelujah. Here's Mary at his feet again. Oh, hallelujah. You know what, church? Where does he put his enemies? Underneath his feet. Where do we learn? At his feet. Oh, and the last enemy, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, is death. He put it underneath his feet. He already had it underneath his feet. What did he say? Genesis chapter 3, and the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent, the seed of the woman will bruise his heel and bruise the head of the serpent. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ had done that. For God the Father had put an enmity between the seed of the woman and the seed of man. And Jesus said there, verse 33, he saw the Jews weeping. He saw them mourning. Oh, church, to those in mourning Zion, amen. Amen. Those that are in the spirit of heaven, he's given the garments of praise. He's given the oil of joy. Amen. Those of you that are mourning, amen, there are many mourning, those that are dead. Let me give you a new word tonight. Jesus Christ is the resurrection. Your loved ones are just asleep. And one day, very soon, no man knows the hour or the time. It's an awakening time. It's homecoming time. God's going to raise up, and those that are in the grave are going to hear his voice, and we're going to have a supper. We're going to have an eternal supper. Amen. We're all going to eat together. And he said, where have you laid him? Then they said, Lord, come and see. Oh, church, where have you laid your loved ones? Where have you laid your ones that are sleeping, Jesus? Hallelujah. You know, he said in Thessalonians that we don't mourn those that are sleeping, Jesus. And Jesus, therefore, even in verse 38 and verse 39, it was a cave, the Bible says, and the stone was laid upon it. Jesus said, take away the stone. Just like in his, when he would lay, the stone was taken away by the Father. Amen. They took away the stone. In verse 4, Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldst see the glory of God? Have you beheld his glory tonight, church? Have you beheld his glory, the glory of life, and life abundantly? Hallelujah. They took away the stone, verse 41. And Jesus lifted up his eyes, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. What did she say? I know that even whatever you ask him, even now, he'll give it to you. And I knew that thou heardest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. What did he say to the man who born up by the floor? Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But he didn't say that for his, but that they may know. Oh, God has the power. The Lord Jesus Christ has the power on the earth to forgive sins, which is easier to say, arise, take up thy bed, thy walk, or thy sins be forgiven thee. Oh, church, tonight, your sins will be forgiven you. And right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I feel anointing. There's resurrecting power. Where have you laid your dead loved ones? Where are you that are alive right now? You think you're in the grave. You think you're in a cave. It's not time for cave living. It's not cave for, you know, they're not 12 hours in a day. It's time for you to come out of that darkness of that cave. It's time to get out from those stalagmites and stalactites of the things in your life. It's time, just like Elijah, great man of God. God answered by fire. Elijah, what are you doing here? I'm ready to die. He came because Jezebel had threatened him when he saw that, he ran for his life. Oh, but he wasn't going to die. He was going to live. He come. Amen. Great earthquake, great fire, stones rent in two. But you know what? Through all this, you know what, it came, what brought him out of there? Wasn't the fire, wasn't the rocks, wasn't the earthquake, wasn't the wind. It was a still small voice. And that still small voice is speaking to all of you. What are you doing here? Wherever you put yourselves, come out of your places of death. Come out of your places of your grave. Come out of your adversity. Come out of your affliction. Right now, the Lord Jesus Christ is saying, my children, come forth. My children, come forth. Remove the stones. Take off your grave clothes. I am the resurrection. Not the resurrection to come. I am the resurrection and the life. Even right now, come out of your sicknesses. Come out of your afflictions. Come out of your weaknesses and come forth in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and be loose and set free. Right now, whatever you are, come to life. Come. Whatever you're bound by tonight, you're being let loose and set free if you'll just come to Jesus. Hearken to the voice. I am the resurrection. Go ahead, Brother and Sister Green.
Praise God. If Pastor John's talking to you, I tell you, this is a good time to give your heart to Jesus. All you have to do is repent of your sins and ask him to come into your heart. And like I said at the beginning of the broadcast, there's truly a change that takes place. That's how you know that you've been saved. And I tell you, if you mess up, you have an advocate with the Father. Don't know what the space, the grace of repentance is when you mess up. I don't know how far a person has to go before they're considered backslid, but I tell you, it's not too late. If you still have breath in your life, in your body, praise God, the breath of life in you, you can still repent and ask Jesus to come into your heart. And I tell you, if the backslider would have just prayed one more time, I always hear Brother Bill Hicks, he always tells that. If a backslider would have just prayed one more time, he wouldn't have backslid. So just pray, people. I tell you, when things seem doom and gloom, I tell you, Jesus is the answer tonight. And there, if you're in third world country and you're being persecuted for the name of Christ, for Jesus, for being a Christian, remember, he said you'll be persecuted. He said, remember when they hate you, they hated me first. And Pastor John, I believe that when Jesus had wept, which is the shortest verse in the Bible, I believe that Jesus wasn't weeping because Lazarus was dead. I believe he was weeping because of their unbelief. And you know, I believe that God is looking down right now saying, oh, my children, if you just look at me and if you just pray to me and I have the answer. You know, he told Daniel, he said, I heard you the first time that you prayed, but Satan hindered. Praise God. I love the Lord tonight, and I thank him, and I see another caller on here, 423. Looks like it might be Brother Yearwood. Come in, tell us who you are, where you're located.
This is Brother Yearwood and Sister Betty down here in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise God, Brother Yearwood. Thank you for calling in, and you just hold on there. We got Sister Gladys. She's going to come on after this here song, and we hope it sure blesses y'all.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. You know, my computer's been acting up today. I don't know what's going on with it, but that's okay. We're going to, well, here it is.
Again, he prophesied, and the flesh came upon them.
Praise God. In the twinkling of an eye, I'll live again. That's what this broadcast is about tonight. I'll live again. Praise God. You know, I said in the beginning of the broadcast that we're all going to live again somewhere, someday. We're going to live again after this here life. And the question is, where are you going to spend your eternity? And we're hoping and praying that we'll shine the light to you tonight and that you'll choose Jesus. He said to choose ye life or death. And he said, I say, choose life. Praise God. And he is the way, the truth, and the life. Only through him can a man be saved, and no other way to the Father but by him. He said, if you try to go any other way, you're the same as a thief and a robber. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Only through the door. He said, I am the door. So you can only go through the door, which is Jesus. He is the only mediator there is. There's all kind of religions out there. And I tell you, Jesus Christ, he's the only way. Praise God. If you want to be a part of this broadcast, we encourage you to call in 347-989-8862. Maybe you'll have a testimony that you want to share, or maybe a prayer request. Maybe you're a preacher and you want to help us preach. We only go by the King James Bible only. Praise God. To us, that's the only Bible there is. And the rest are to us are just commentaries, some we don't even fool with. But, you know, I love the Lord. Praise God. If you could get yourself a hold of the King James Bible, it would tell you the truth. It is life. Praise the Lord. Jesus said, I'm found in the volume of the book. You can find him anywhere you go, from the beginning all the way through to the end. He said, I am the beginning and the end. I'm Alpha and Omega. Praise the Lord. He's the everlasting God. Praise the Lord. He's the truth. And you know, I was thinking as Pastor John was preaching there, you know, he raised up Lazarus. And you know, Martha there said that he knowed that he would be raised in the resurrection, for Jesus is the resurrection, and she was talking about at the end that we've not seen yet. This world, this church world, has not seen yet the resurrection of Christ and him coming, and those that remain would be changed in a moment of a twinkling of an eye. We've not seen that day yet. That's what Martha was talking about. But Jesus was talking about right now that he was going to raise Lazarus. And I was thinking how the miracles that Jesus had done, even way back when the axe head swam. Praise the Lord. These things are against the law of gravity. And an axe head had been lost in the water, and it had been borrowed. And it began to swim. Praise God. And the things that just all throughout the Bible days, how things were miraculously done that man can't explain. Praise God. And I was thinking here, and I'm going to just do real quickly here, kind of elaborating on what Pastor John was saying in Revelations 24 and 6. And I saw, this is John the Revelator talking, and I saw thrones, and they that sat on them, they that in judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Praise God. And the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And I thought about in Revelation 21, it says, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. This is talking about John again. He's telling this. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there were no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, nor neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne and said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. And he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderer and the whoremongers and the sorcerers and the adulterers and the liars shall all have their part in the lake which burneth in the fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Praise God. I want to be a part of the first resurrection, don't you? And the only way you can get there is right now. Jesus is coming back for a church that is making herself ready without spot and blemish, the one that's watching for his coming. And he said he'll come as a thief in the night. And I was thinking how Brother Yearwood, how when he comes as a thief in the night, he's not coming as a thief in the night to you and me and Sister Gladys and Brother John and Brother Josh McGuire listening tonight. Praise God. He's coming after us that are looking for him, and he's not going to snatch us away as we're not prepared and not looking for him as a thief, that we're looking for him. And he's coming after a pure church, I tell you, that follows the Lamb wherever he goeth and has no guile in her mouth, and they follow the Lamb wherever he goeth, and they don't thrust one another and they don't break rank. Oh, praise God. I thank the Lord that he's looking for me and I'm looking for him. Oh, praise God. If the good men of the house would have been watching, the thief wouldn't have broken in and stole. Praise the Lord. He said, lay ye your treasures up in heaven. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. If you lay your treasures up there, the thief and the robber can't come in and steal, and the rust can't corrupt it. Praise God. Hallelujah. We lay up our things. You know, we came in this world with nothing, and we're going to go out of here and not take anything. And the Bible talks about the love of money is the root of evil. Praise God. Hallelujah. We look for the things of God, his righteousness, to be holy. As we played a song at the beginning of the broadcast, said that I know I've been changed. And when you get saved, he changes that want to. He changes that desire in you. I don't no longer want to do the things of the world. I don't want to be in the world anymore. We have to be in it, but not of it. We don't have to partake of the sin. Praise the Lord. We could be sin-free. We can walk up perfect, for Christ is perfect, and we're to follow after him. Praise God. Sister Gladys, go ahead, sis, and obey God.
I want to glorify the Lord, Sister Joanne. I praise him for the praise report. My daughter-in-law is a little short in getting back with me, but I give God honor and glory for touching my grandbaby. I knew in my spirit that she was going to be okay, but, you know, sometimes we have to show these doctors that we serve a higher power. We serve a God that's never left the throne room, and I thank God that little Sarah's heart isn't messed up. Her mommy had to have a pacemaker at the age of 13. Her first heart surgery was at the age of 4 weeks. I praise God that my grandbaby won't have to go through that. I serve a living God, not a dead God, and I praise him. I thank him tonight. All that I've heard tonight is so good, Sister Joanna. It's like Brother Clint was saying, that when we got saved, that's when I feel like I began to live. And in Jeremiah 29, 11, I want to start off with that verse. It says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. He knows what end that he wanted for his people when he brought them forth at the birth. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. I know if I seek his face, Sister Joanna, he'll bring me revelation and wisdom and understanding. He'll help me to grow closer to him, to where I can seek his face and do his true will. If we seek after that and make heaven our home and make that our prize, then I know we can make it to heaven. But today, in this hour, we have to think like Paul thought. He said in Philippians 1:21-26, he said, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I wot not. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart, and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith, that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ for me by my coming to you again. He had a close relationship with the Philippian people, and I praise God that he is one that we can look for as a mentor. He showed the people that, yes, his desire would be to go to Christ, because then there's gain in that, but he also knew that he could serve God and be his hands, his feet, his eyes, and his ears for the Lord, and show people the way of life. And I praise God for that. If it wasn't for mentors like Pastor Gifford and many people coming down the line and teaching me the true word of God, then that's what helps me live daily. It lets me seek God's face and shows me favor. God said that we are blessed and highly favored. That's his word, not mine. And I want to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. For we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Someday I seek and desire to be with the Lord, but the Father God knows my day and hour when I was to be born, and he knows the day that I'll take my last breath. You know, a lot of people are waiting on, they feel like they can do the deathbed repentance. Oh, I pray that people will get that out of their mind, because we aren't guaranteed a deathbed repentance. Within the last week, Sister Joanna, I had four people that I know of that have passed away. We don't know our time and our day and our hour, and I know that we just need to be ready. And then in verse 17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You know, when I laid my burdens down at the altar out there at Royer Boulevard where you got saved, Sister Joanna, I laid my burdens down, my sorrows and my sin, and I gave it all to God. And I said, Lord, here it is. My life is yours, because I didn't know what else to do. I was like you. I had a different want to. I didn't want to be out in the world of sin. And I heard the Holy Ghost speak whenever I was at a party that I shouldn't have been at. The Holy Ghost spoke to my spirit and said, you don't belong here. And I pray for many young people today. The devil snatched them out left and right, and I'm not giving any glory, because my God's a higher power. But I'm telling you what, we need to get the word out today. We need to get up off of our lazy self. Like I was talking in the car to God today, I said, Lord, if we could see in the spirit the people laying on the pews physically, yes, they may be as beautiful decked out on the outside, but are they just full of dead men's bones in the middle? And if we saw in the spirit, are they laying on the pew? Are they laying flat out? We need to get up, put our gird our loins up for the Lord, and we need to seek his face and find out what he wants us to do and reach out to the hurting people. This is a generation of today that people are dying and going straight to hell. I want to see a difference, Sister Joanna. When people walk through those back doors of a church house, I want them to leave different. If they need deliverance, I want them to be saved. I want them to feel alive once they walk out those doors. There's too much depression and oppression in the world today. And if greater is he that's within us, like the word says, then we need to be giving it to the people. We need to let them know that you have to get rid of the root of your problem. We need to let them know that you don't have to live in sin anymore. You don't have to be a prostitute if you don't want to be. You don't have to be a drug addict if you don't want to be. God can help you. He can save you if you reach out to him. He can save you and let you live again. I'm going to read, I don't want to take up a lot of time because I want to give it to Brother Yearwood and Brother Clint again. I wanted to read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 through 55. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? I know in my heart that, and I don't like to talk about it a lot, about when I was laying on the bed and I didn't know if I was going to live or die, my desire was to go to heaven, but yet I wanted to stay here and raise my children. I wanted to raise them up rightly before the Lord. But when time changes, there's going to be some that are left behind here, Sister Joanna. We're living in a generation that some won't see death until the last trumpet comes, and if they're ready, they can go out with the Lord. God's going to one day send Jesus back and say, go get your bride. You know, he's looking, like you said, for a church that doesn't have spot or blemish, that doesn't have guile in their mouth and speak wrong things and lie and whoremongers and haters. He doesn't want any of that, and you see too much of that today. But in a twinkling of an eye, just blink your eyes once, and that's how quickly it will come. No man knows the day or the hour. If we did know, we would just watch and wait. But I know this much. We still need to be praying, seeking his face, and be ready. God right now makes us live again because we're saved with his salvation. I give him glory tonight, Sister Joanna, and I thank you once again for letting me be on the broadcast. I'll turn it back to you.
Praise God. Hallelujah. If you want to be part of this broadcast, we want you to call in 347-989-8862. And we'd love to have you come on here. Sister Gladys was talking about there in 1 Corinthians 15, and I was thinking how the sting of death is sin. And the Bible says that, and it says also in the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Praise God. You know, at work, they might laugh at us, they might look at us, and they might think, you know, you're doing all this. I had a woman tell me one time, she said, I'm 40 years old, and she said, I was brought up in church all my life. She said, they kept telling me, over and over and over, Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming. She said, and I'm 40 years old and he's not here yet. I believe I'll just live my life at the fullest and just do what I want. And you know, that's what it is today. It's a me world. And that's exactly, Jesus said they'll be lovers of their own self. Praise God. And you know, we need to die out to that. We need to give up our life so that we can have life more freely with Jesus. Praise God. Everlasting. Eternity. This here is about, I'll live again. And one of these days, we are going to live again. And you know, we're going to watch. We're going to be there after 1,000 years. And that old Slufa, he's going to be thrown in the lake of fire where the false prophet, the man of sin, is going to be already in the lake of fire. But the devil's going to be cast there also. Praise God. And we're going to see that day. And you know, I believe it's in Isaiah, the book of Isaiah. I don't know where it's at right now. But we're going to look at him, and we're going to look at him like, little old you caused me all this trouble. I'm paraphrasing now. You caused me all this trouble, just little old weakling you. See, he can't never have eternal life with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He had his chance and he messed up. Praise God. Don't you mess up. This is your dressing room. This is the way that John the Baptist said, prepare you the way of the Lord. The one crying a voice out of the wilderness said to get ready. And I'm telling you to get ready, get ready. In the book of Malachi said that God was going to send two messengers, and one was John the Baptist, and the other was Jesus. Praise God, for he is the way, Jesus is. But John the Baptist came and said that there's one coming worthier than I, whom shoe laces that I'm not worthy to even unlatch. Praise God. So get ready, I tell you. John wasn't baptized unless they brought fruits of repentance, and that's the only way that you can get saved is if you repent. And I was thinking how, praise God, Romans chapter 6, it says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ our Lord. Praise the Lord. So there's wages to this. There's if you've got sin, there's a price to pay. And Jesus took it on Calvary. He bore all our shame, praise God, though he had no sin at all in him. And I'm going to play this here song, and I hope that you enjoy it, and I hope it blesses you, by Brother Jeremiah Yocum.
But I'm not ashamed to get up and say there ain't no grave. Oh, oh, oh.
Praise God. We're going to stop right there. That song is 9 minutes and 1 second. If you want to hear its entirety, just go to YouTube.com and type in Brother Claude Ely's Ain't No Grave Gonna Hold My Body Down by Brother Jeremiah Yocum. And Yocum is spelled Y-O-C-O-M. In case in the third world you've not heard of him, I tell you, it would bless you. That's how we believe in having church. And you can see here, if you have it by internet, you can see the drummer shouts off the drums, and Brother Jeremiah Yocum, he gets in, and that's they got the tambourines going. And I tell you, saints, that's, we've got a reason to rejoice. Praise the Lord. We've got a right to shout. We know we're going to live eternity, and that's what this here broadcast tonight is all about. I'll live again. Praise God. Brother Yearwood, you go ahead, brother. We got 33 minutes, and brother, we're going to pray over the prayer request. If you have any to turn in also, and Pastor John and Sister Gladys, if you've got any more prayer requests. Sister Beverly Abner says, pray for her son. He's a pastor, Kenny Stamm. I don't know if you all know, he's over here in Ohio on Keister Road. Pray for him. He's in Sycamore Hospital. He has double pneumonia. He has the flu. He's in bad shape. He has fever, swelling, hurting. He has sleep apnea. Praying for a breakthrough in the name of Jesus, she says. So let's remember Pastor Kenny Stamm. Praise God. And praise the Lord. So Brother Yearwood, you go ahead, brother. And right there toward the end, last few minutes there, we'll pray over all these requests.
Okay, we got a prayer request here we need to turn in too, Sister Joanne.
We have much to pray about tonight. I got a nephew down in Florida that underwent a 6-hour surgery yesterday to reconstruct his face. He had a bike wreck, and he needs salvation, so remember him. And I got another nephew up in Hickory that had to go to the hospital last night. He has lung problems, and he also needs to be saved. And remember the Bivens family that lost their daughter-in-law yesterday. And the Ledford family lost one of their loved ones. Rufus Bivens needs a healing. Fred Brennan needs a miracle. He's got cancer. Keith Green and Edith Hampton also have cancer and need miracles. And pray for baby Logan. Remember the little 6-year-old that needs God to move for him. And that'll be all.
Praise the Lord. That's your prayer request there. So just remember them. And if you got your Bibles, we're going to start in Matthew, 4th chapter here, and speak just a few minutes. I noticed we got, it's about 11:28, so I don't want to take up too much of the time right now. But anyway, it's good to be able to come back into your homes and just to lift up the name of Jesus. You know, he said, if I'll be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And that's the main thing, you know, and
I don't mean to cut ahead of you there, but brother, we want you to obey God and just take your time, brother.
Okay, praise the Lord. I appreciate it. You know, it's we're speaking tonight about you can live again. You know, thank God, I'm glad tonight to know that I can live again. Praise the Lord. You know. And everyone out there can live again. You know, though they may, this old body may die and go to the grave, but that spirit that lives within, it's not never going to die. It's going to live throughout eternity, one place or another. And I pray tonight that it'll make heaven its home. So looking into Matthew, the 4th chapter, and starting in verse 1, it says, then when Jesus lifted up of the spirit, wait a minute, let's see here, I'm wrong here. Then when Jesus led up of the spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. He was afterwards and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." He answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." You know, tonight I'd like for us to just think there just for a few minutes. Jesus, the devil come to him and he used a little bit of the word of God there. Telling him, said, you know, I want you just to make these stones become bread. But, you know, praise God, Jesus knew the voice of Satan, and he told him, he said that man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And, you know, I thank God tonight we are the same voices that Jesus spoke there. Jesus was telling the devil that he could not live by bread alone, but he had to live by the word of God. And you know, tonight, my friend, we cannot live by bread alone, but we've got to live by the word of God. And you know, I thank God tonight. Praise God. Let's look into Deuteronomy in the 8th chapter over there, starting in verse 1. "All these commandments which I commanded thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the ways which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee and to prove thee, to show, to know what was in thy heart, whether thou wouldst keep his commandment or no." You know, praise God, I tell you, God is trying to tell people, I hear something, and we just need to take heed to, and listen to what he's saying. And let's go on down there in verse 3. "And he humbled thee and sworn and suffered thee to hunger and led thee and fed thee with manna which thou knowest not, neither did they thy fathers know, that he might make thee known that man do not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord did man live." Does man live? You know, praise God, I have a hard time about reading, but you know, that's okay. God understands, and if he didn't, why, he would never call me to preach his word. And I tried to get out of it, but I couldn't do it. I run for it for several years, but I had to surrender one day and go back and say, yes, Lord. And it's not that I wanted to do it, but it's that God called me. I think one time I had this a young guy tell me, he said, I know that I've got a high school education. He said, I can really read pretty good. And he said, I noticed you have a hard time about reading. But he said, I want you to know, he said, I've been running from the gospel for several years. And he said, then, he said, by seeing you and seeing you're trying, he said, I'm going to go and I'm going to try. And he did. And the man's gone on now to be with the Lord. But, you know, I thank God, hallelujah, that we cannot live by bread alone. But we have to take of what thus saith God. And I was thinking a while ago whenever Sister Joanne was mentioning something about John over there saying that he wasn't worthy to loosen Jesus' shoes, to unlatch of Jesus' shoes. But, you know, praise God tonight, we're not worthy to unlatch of his shoes. But praise God, God made us worthy whenever he saved us and he cleansed us up. He sanctified us and filled us with the Holy Ghost. He made us worthy, my friend Kerry. Thus saith this word. He trusted this word in our hands and in our mouths to come out of our stomachs. And he told us to go forth and to tell them that they cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And that's the only way tonight, my friend, that we're going to be able to live. And that is to take the word of God and to stand upon this word and to live by this word. I tell you what, God's word, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It'll cut going in to the marrow of the bone, and it'll cut coming out. And if we will take this word, my friend, we can live. Though that he be dead, but yet shall he live. My friend, tonight we may be dead to the spirits of this world, and we should be, but we should have the everlasting God, the Spirit of God living in us. Then we'll be alive into the Lord. I'm so thankful tonight. I praise God that we have a great an opportunity to declare God's word across this land, across this world, to tell them that they must repent. That's the only way they're going to live again, is to turn their lives over to God. I believe in the 20th chapter of Revelation over there. It's at the second death. It talks about the second death. People be cast into the lake of fire to burn throughout eternity. But praise God, we don't have to go to that second death. We can go and live in him forever. We can be in Christ Jesus. And though we will be alive, oh, praise God, I'm so glad tonight to know that we are alive people. We're lively stones tonight in Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If we're not in him, then we are a dead person. We're walking around dead, but praise God, we can live again. We can only believe what thus saith God, and we can take our authority in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we can make heaven our home. I'm so thankful tonight. I praise God that we have such a thing and is living as great as God have for us there. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's look into Luke. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's look into Luke 10, 10th chapter, and verse 27 and 28. Praise God. Hallelujah. 27 and 28. And he answered, said, Thou lovest thee, Lord, thou God, with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thou neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou have answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. Now that's how we can live tonight. Praise God, as being love our neighbor as thyself. You know, I thank God tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank God tonight that we can live in the Lord. And the only way that we're going to live in the Lord, and that is to take on the Word. Take His, hallelujah, take His Word and put it on and put it in our hearts. And we shall live. But if we don't do that, we're not going to live. And I thank God tonight that we can live because He lives. And let's go over to Isaiah 55. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 55 and verse 1 through 3. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the water, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat, yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfy not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in thyself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You've heard the word there tonight. You've heard the reading of God's word. So, you know, that's what God is trying to tell us tonight, that we need to take Him on and we can live. If we don't take Him on, we'll not be able to live. So I praise God tonight for an opportunity to come and try to do what little bit I can do for the Lord. And I just praise the Lord for that. Praise God for giving me an opportunity there, Brother and Sister Green, to try to obey God. And so pray for us and remember us on Tuesday night. This Tuesday night, we're going to be speaking on what have you got to shout for? And you know, that's what it's all about. What have you got to shout for? You know, they shouted going around the Jericho walls, and when they did that, they come tumbling down. So, just praise God for that. So, I'll turn it back to you, Sister Green.
Praise God. If you want to be with Brother Yearwood on Tuesday night, it's blogtalkradio.com/reachingtheworldforchrist at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Praise the Lord. And we sure appreciate you, Brother Yearwood. And we thank God that you found this here way to reach the world for Christ, and you've shared it with us, and now we're trying to share it with others. So we sure appreciate you all very, very much. And I know it was God the day that we met you all under that tent there in Tennessee, and come to find out you and Brother Green are related. So we're all related in the Lord because we're saved and born again, but you all are blood related, and I thank God for that. So we appreciate you. We appreciate you, Pastor John, and you, Sister Gladys. We appreciate you. And Brother John, you want to tell us where your church is and where it's located?
Yes, we're located at 114 East Main Street in Thompson, Georgia. We're about 70 miles south of Atlanta, Georgia, and we have Wednesday night service at 6 o'clock and Sunday afternoon service at 2 o'clock right now. We change that later on, somewhere around April, but we just praise the Lord, and we thank the Lord for the opportunity, and we thank the Lord for the opportunity that Brother and Sister Green have given us, and the Lord has given us, and Brother Sister Betty has given us the opportunity to speak, and it's just a privilege. And I do have one prayer request. There's a woman by the name of Stacy, her grandchild over in Alabama, possibly has the blood showed that possibly cystic fibrosis. You know, that we had that same thing come up when my youngest son was born, and we had to go to a couple hospitals, and we had to go to Children's Hospital in Atlanta. But by the time we got to, you know, he had tested positive for that in two hospitals, one in Thompson, one in Griffin, and then by the time we got to Atlanta, amen, he had no signs of it. So we praise the Lord for it, amen, as I said, you know, we've seen over and over again the healings, and we just thank the Lord for what he's doing and what he's going to do in our lives, amen,
amen.
I praise the Lord for it.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Sister Gladys, you want to tell us there where Brother Wayne Gifford's church is?
Yes, we're at 6367 U.S. 60 in Salt Lake, Kentucky.
Praise
God.
Hallelujah. There's
Sunday morning at 10 and Sunday night at 6 and Wednesday nights at 7.
Amen. So we've got... Praise the Lord. Looks like we've got Georgia covered, we've got Tennessee covered, and Kentucky covered. Hallelujah. And we've got Ohio
mm-hmm.
covered. Hallelujah. God
Praise
is
God.
Good. And like
yes.
I said before, this goes out to, I know Kenya, there's been South Korea is listening, and Paris, they're in France, over in the Philippines. I just can't even begin to tell you all the countries that listen. And I thank God for you for listening. And I tell you, if you are facing persecution, we are praying here in the United States for you. Praise the Lord. And we're going to pray right now over these prayer requests. Let's go to Lord in prayer.
Heavenly Father,
Lord, in your name right now, we ask the Lord that you touch each and every prayer request. Your Lord has been spoken here tonight. Spoken, Lord. We ask that you touch Pastor Steve Stan, Lord, right there at Sycamore Hospital, dear God. Lord, we ask that you touch every request, Lord, on the book that we see here, Lord, written. And Lord,
so near
we continue to pray it through the week.
Lord, we call them up.
Thank you for the testimony, Lord. Praise you.
By the anointing of the Holy Ghost,
Father,
we send it out,
Lord,
God.
That are needed, dear God, save their souls, Lord, and that are facing Lord,
Lord,
God, we ask that you hand the angels around about them, Lord, protect them, dear God, and help your word to go forth, dear Lord, and not to return void, Lord, as your word says. Lord, we are this way of reaching people for you, God, and Lord, we thank you, God, for this opportunity, Lord, that you've given us, God. anoint God every word that's been said. Go forth, dear Lord, and hearts of them, Lord, that need salvation, God. Add to your kingdom, dear God. We thank you, Lord. We give you all the praise and all the glory for doing it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for each and every caller, Lord, on here tonight. Lord, we ask you to bless their families. Lord, touch them that are lost, dear God, the families that are represented here tonight that are lost. God, we ask you to save them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. We've got about 9 minutes left, and Brother Green's going to come to you with a word that the Lord has given him, and I tell you, and if we go out with him preaching, that's fine. We'll see you next Friday at the same time, 10 o'clock Eastern time. Praise the Lord. And here's Brother Green.
Praise God. Thank God for the good messages tonight that's come forth. And I want to turn, if you have your Bible, turn with me to the book of Job and 14th chapter. I want to read the 14th verse. In the 15th verse it says, if a man die, shall he live again? This is a question Job asked, and says here, if a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. Thou shalt call, and I will answer thee. Thou wilt have a desire to the work of thy hands. You know, God made man in his own image. The Bible said that he breathed into man the breath of life. He became a living soul. And the Bible tells us that he formed man from the dust of the earth. And he made man and he put him in that garden. And he had everything that he needed in that garden. And he sinned against God and was cast out of that garden. And we come here in the book of Job, and we don't know when Job lived, but we know he must have been one of the first men maybe that lived on earth. And the Bible said that he was a righteous man and that he was richer than all the men of the East. And he was a perfect man, the Bible said, and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And the Bible tells us there that the devil came against Job and you know, put sores on him and boils and sickness on Job. It took all his family had passed away and all of his cattle and all that he had. And the Bible said it, he was a rich man. He had everything, I suppose, that a man could want in that day. There was nothing probably that he couldn't have had. But the devil come by and started attacking him and taking the things that he had. And he even came to God and said, if I come against Job, he'll curse you to your face. And the Bible said that in the first chapter in the 11th verse. It says, but put forth thine hand now and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power, only upon himself put not forth thy hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. And it goes on to tell us how he lost everything that he had. And finally the devil came back and said, well, if I put sickness on him, then he'll turn against you. But you know, Job never turned against God. Job held true to God. I know people are going through things in the time which we're living in, and Job come to the place, I guess, that he figured he'd probably be better off dead. And he said, if a man die, shall he live again? And all the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. You see, Job knowed that if he went to the grave, there'd come a day when he would be changed. The Bible tells us that we're going to be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be changed. And he says here in the 15th verse, thou shalt call, and I will answer thee. See, God's going to make a call one day. And you know, we're going to, all that are in the grave, the Bible said, will hear his voice, and they shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done bad unto the resurrection of damnation. And I think Brother John might have hit on that a while ago. And he talked about the resurrection, the first resurrection, and talked about the resurrection after the thousand-year reign, when the dead in Christ would stand before God, and the books would be opened, and another book, which is the book of life, would be opened, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life would be cast into the lake of fire. And Job was asking the question here, if a man dies, shall he live again? And, you know, he knew somehow that he would live again. He said, thou shalt call, and I will answer thee. Thou wilt have a desire to the work of thy hand. See, God made man for a purpose, and the purpose was that he would live forever. But he lost that eternal life in the Garden of Eden, and he sinned against God, and sin separates us from God. And the soul that sinneth, Ezekiel said, the soul that sinneth shall surely die. Now I want you to know that every soul has sinned. There's not one that hasn't sinned unless maybe they was a little child, never came to the age of accountability. Then they never sinned because they never knew what sin was. And so they're okay in the hands of God, and they're walking on streets of gold if they went out of this world and they went out pure in heart. And you know, because the child is pure in heart, but they went to be with the Lord. And you know, the Bible tells us that man is a few days and full of trouble. It says here in the 14th chapter, a man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. You know, Job lived to be an old man. The Bible tells us in the 42nd chapter of Job that after all these things had come upon him and God had turned his captivity back, and he had come back to the place where all his friends came back to him. And the Bible said that he had more sons and more daughters, and it speaks about his sons. It said he had also seven sons and three daughters, and in all the land were no women found so fair as the daughters of Job. And their father gave them inheritance among their brethren. After this, Job lived 140 years and saw his sons and his sons' sons, even four generations. So Job died being old and full of days. And the Bible don't really tell how old Job was, but it said that he lived 140 years after this. I guess that means after all these things happened to him, he lived a good long life. And the Bible tells us over in I believe it's the 19th chapter of the book of Job, and I got something to read there in the 25th verse. It says, for I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. So Job knew that he was going to see God one of these days. He knew that God was real, and he had talked with God, and he had walked with God, no doubt, and he had heard the voice of God, and Job went through a lot of things, but he never turned back on God. And I want you to know tonight, you might be in some third country, and it might be hard there to live for God, but I want you to know if you can keep on living for the Lord, you're going to have eternal life, and you'll live and never die. And when if they had put you in a grave, he said, fear not them that kill the body and have no more that they can do. I tell you, they can only go so far, but God will take us over. This old flesh may go to the grave, but I tell you, we'll live again. Praise God. We'll live again. I thank God that we have eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Praise the Lord. Our time is up. We thank all the callers for calling in, and we'll see you again next week, same time, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, at blogtalkradio.com/The Macedonian Call. Praise the Lord. Good night, y'all.
God bless.
God bless.